And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our series about food and food culture in the Granite State. The trend of the speakeasy bar, that is, drinking establishments that play with the history of our Prohibition days, has taken off in big cities like New York and L.A. But as NHPR's Robert Garova reports, New Hampshire now has at least a couple secretive watering holes of its own.
As of this year, there's a new place to grab a drink in Concord. It's called Chuck's Barbershop. The bar and barbershop is capitalized. Lou Vane is the owner, and he started up a similar place in Nashua.
We wanted it to be true to the 1920s speakeasy. We wanted a false business storefront kind of thing.
You enter the place through what looks enough like a barbershop. There's a sink and a barber's chair and a conspicuously placed telephone.
Is there something to do with the phone?
Or? I cannot confirm or deny. But if you pick up the phone and dial 2012 and stay on the line, someone might answer and they might unlock the door for you.
Behind a secret door lies the actual bar. There's original wood floors, a custom-made bar, and seating areas filled with vintage furniture.
I like to think of this place as a Disney World for adults. It's a theme. There's all sorts of bars and restaurants out there. Any one bar is like the other. And I wanted to create a place where not only are you enjoying a great cocktail and some great food, but also create an atmosphere that you're going to remember for a long time.
Vane, who named the place after his bartending mentor, says setting Chuck's in the Roaring Twenties wasn't just about atmosphere. It's also about the drinks.
It was mostly about the craft cocktail. And the craft cocktail made from scratch was, you know, thriving in the 1920s.
We've got traditional classic cocktails like the Old Fashioned, Aviation, Boulevardier, Sazerac, and then we do our own take on certain cocktails as well.
That's Vane's business partner, Ethan King, going over the cocktail menu.
So right now we have a Montenegro Manhattan. Derringer's fantastic if you like a little smokier drink.
I wanted to know more about New Hampshire's real speakeasy history, so I called up Scott Wheeler. He's the author of a book about Prohibition history and publishes Vermont's Northland Journal. He says his research shows the speakeasies of bigger cities weren't all that prevalent in the Northeast, but there were other ways to get around the law.
The closest we had to really speakeasies in New Hampshire or Vermont, or at least in the northern part, I suspect. I'm not saying there were no speakeasies, but the closest I've come across were the line houses.
Line houses, Wheeler says, were buildings right on the line, meaning the Quebec border.
And these line houses, the way it technically worked was you could drink on the Quebec side, but you couldn't drink on the American side.
Turns out there's at least one authentic speakeasy you can still visit in New Hampshire. It's up at the Omni Mount Washington Hotel in Bretton Woods, where proximity to the Canadian border allowed for a freer flow of whiskey. Craig Klemmer does marketing for the resort and told me about the bar they call The Cave.
Once you get into the bar proper, there's also a stone grotto, which is under the front driveway, and that is an area where they used to actually store all of the whiskey. And we could actually even originally post a sentry there to look straight down the front driveway to see if anybody was law enforcement was coming up to check on us.
Back behind the secret door at Chuck's in Concord, bartender Kitty Martin is making an old-fashioned.
You're going to start with your sugar cubes. Give it a couple of bitters.
Martin tells me she's all in on Chuck's Barbershop speakeasy theme.
I spend my days off going to a lot of different thrift stores to try to get fun, different glasses to fit the whole period. We want to, you know, try to be as authentic as possible, from the ingredients to the glassware to the garnishes to basically everything that we try to do.
The next step for that authenticity? The owners tell me they want to have a real barber on duty to offer haircuts in the space out front. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.